This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Welcome to the second hour of the show. You are listening to the Capricorn Experience, a show that is about you and for you, the only mid-morning show that matters. And we are talking about footstool or the footstool clause when you are selling goods, movable or immovable. And to help us with this conversation, I'm joined on the line by attorney Karabo Dikuba from Boku Mangena. And we're talking about these footstool clause. For me, I went through it. I tried to understand it best as I can, but I think she's here to try and get us to the finish line in terms of the understanding of this clause. Good morning and thank you so much for joining me.
Good morning, Shakani, and good morning to all the listeners.
Please explain the footstool clause in terms of the South African context.
Oh, yes. As the footstool is a fundamental concept in South African property law, which is commonly found in sale agreements. So this clause indicates that a property is sold in its current condition, mm-hmm. with its defects included. So the property is basically sold as is. Now, there are two kinds of defects, which is the latent defects and patent defects.
Okay.
Latent defects are those hidden faults or issues which may not be visible at the time of a standard inspection of a property by the buyer.
Okay.
For example, when you purchase a property, when you inspect it, you find that there are hidden roof leaks on the houses, there are rust pipes and faulty geysers, etc.
Mm.
And you decide as a buyer to say that I am buying it as is, noting all these defects on this property. And when it comes to patent defects, are those faults which are visible to you at the time of inspecting a property. So this one, when you inspect the property the first time, you will note them. They would be easier for you to see rather than latent defects whereby they are hidden. You would find them at a later stage. So when you purchase the property, it simply means you exempt the seller from liability for defects which you knew of, which are patent defects, or those that were not disclosed to you, which are latent defects, and you found out about them at a later stage, provided that those defects were not deliberately concealed by the seller to the buyer. Yes.
And we'll get to that last part a bit later on, but I hear you talking about property and property and property. Is it only immovable goods that have this footstool clause, or can we see things like cars that also contain this clause?
It's all the immovable properties, and also it applies to movable properties. So it can be your vehicles, it can be your houses, and yes, just immovable and movable properties.
So, I mean, earlier on, the part that I said I wanted us to go back to is when you mentioned that this footstool clause is designed to protect the seller. But, you know, I think when I was going through a few stories, the South African case law and legislature also provides for certain instances where the seller will not be able to raise the footstool clause as a defense in a claim for damages. So how does that then work?
Yes, on that, Shagani, there are specific circumstances where the seller cannot rely on this clause as a defense. And that is when, for example, when you purchase a property, the seller knew about the defect and intentionally failed to disclose it to the buyer. So although the property sold under footstool, but the seller has a responsibility to inform you of all the defects on the property. So when you decide to say, yes, I've noted this defect and I'm purchasing it as is, you should have been made aware of those particular defects. So if a seller fails to inform you of those defects and you find out about them at a later stage, and you found that you were intentionally misled by the seller, then you can sue them and say, for example, that this person failed to disclose all these defects that I'm now seeing at a later stage. And another thing would be when the property is sold by a business, for example, because now we have private sales and business sales. So when it's sold by a business, a registered company and so forth, you are protected by the Consumer Protection Act, and that is when the footstool clause will not apply to that particular business.
Sure. And before we do wrap up the conversation, when buying, what do we need to be mindful of should we encounter the footstool clause, especially because you kept mentioning the fact that they didn't disclose. Should we be doing our own homework on the extent of the defects of this particular property that we are buying?
Yes, ma'am. When you are a buyer or when you are buying a property, you should ensure that you inspect that particular property prior to you concluding a contract. So it's your responsibility to inspect that property and learn of all the defects before you say that, yes, I'm buying it as is. You should be sure that you have learned of all the leaks and everything so that you can be buying it as is and you know the implications thereof.
Sure.
So it is upon the buyer to ensure that they check what they are buying.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for this conversation. I really do appreciate you taking time out of your day for it. How do people get in touch with you for your expertise? How do we find Maboko Mangin?
Yes, Maboko Mangin actually is at 22 Paul Kruger Street in Polokwane. You can find us, you can reach us via email, which is admin@mmartinis.co.za, or contact us on 015-291-1992, and you'll find all the assistance you need.
Thank you so much for taking time out, having this conversation with us. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Shekani. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. It seems like a huge term. It seems like a very complicated process, but ultimately it's very, very simple. When you buy something in its current condition without it being upgraded or getting new edits with the defects that it has, and you say, I still am saying I am buying this property as it is, but the owner also needs to disclose to you the kind of defects that you are getting yourself into. Should they fail to do that, should they try and pull a fast one on you, you can still go back, you can sue them. There are legal recourses that you must take. But I think ultimately the most important thing that she said is that it is on us as buyers, when we are buying and there's a footstool clause, that we do not just trust the word of the seller. We too do our own inspection on the kind of property that we are buying to see the extent of damage. Also just to compare whether they have ultimately disclosed everything. It's a very, very important thing. So whenever you come across the clause footstool, take a moment, pause. If you need to contact somebody in the legal who can help you, do just that.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.